CRPods.com, talking with C.R. Rawlinson. Hi, C.R.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Well, I'm catching you out of the studio. Is that right?
Yeah, we're in Kernersville, North Carolina, up at Mitch Easter's studio. I'm recording the new Sammy's record, finishing up.
Because you have been solo for a while, but now you're playing bass with the Sammies, right?
Yes, yes.
So when's that out?
I think next year, I guess around April or March, or, you know, a little bit later, closer to South by Southwest. I think we're going to try to target and then maybe do a big tour in May.
So. Can we expect you to leave the East Coast and come out west?
Yeah, our friends at KEXP, we're really looking forward to going and seeing some of those guys in Seattle and some friends in Bird Monster up in San Francisco, you know, getting up with those guys and just kind of taking it out.
Oh, that's so cool because, you know, that's how I first, you know, got enlightened to your music was I listened to KEXP online because I originally am from Seattle. And so
yeah.
It seems like you've been able to build a strong fan base through them, and how fortunate for a new artist. So did you know the folks at KEXP before, or did they just get turned on to you? How did that work out?
You know, I really am kind of clueless just because the first chance I had to meet those guys was up at CMJ in New York this year. I think it was October. And, you know, just through being around, I guess, I'm not really sure how it happened, but again, I think there's people that, like you guys, are kind of paying attention and really like music, so I'm not sure, but I'm really thankful however they got it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Well, they're really good at rifling through record stores and getting the stuff that no one else hears. You know, they're really good at that. Whenever they travel around, they seem to go in and get things. But with your music, I wonder if someone just handed it to them. So.
I'm not sure. I would love to thank whoever did. So.
Thank you, little angel out there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I owe someone a big favor. So,
where is your favorite place to play?
You know, Athens is a great place. I love playing anywhere, really, but I think Athens is great. Tasty World, those guys are really nice. There's a place in Macon, Georgia that's just really a great place to play. What was that place we played in Macon? Macon, Georgia, where we play up there? I forget the name of it. They were just really great people, too. I'm really anywhere. And then the Nick in Birmingham, Alabama is just an amazing place.
Yeah.
Play. And then, of course, in Charlotte, it's great, you know, and everywhere is just really great to visualize and evening views. Snug Harbor, my friends just opened up a new bar called Snug Harbor. And, you know, everywhere, just people are really into it, so it's nice.
So when you're playing solo, it sounds more like it's an acoustic thing, just you sitting with a guitar, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Do you
songs I've been working on, kind of... just the real, I'm a very, the only way I can really write is just by real things that happen, I guess, to me. You know, I can't really make up a lot of stuff because I feel kind of phony about it. But, you know, I feel kind of like it's songs that at my most wounded, I want to say. Not sounding cheesy, but it's kind of how it was, I guess.
So.
And how it is.
Yeah, like. They all sound like they're love songs, love gone bad, but maybe mending, yeah. I don't know. But the song that
there
I really...
Good ones.
What's that?
Yeah. There are a couple of good ones that aren't so sad. Which, yeah. Like I think, like you said, Loverboy, you like.
Yes, that's my favorite. That's the one that turned my ear to you.
I've been watching you long since you came. You always come and go alone. Like that girl. Now I've never taken you home. If I get that chance, girl, you know what's up. Oh, whoa. And I'm down for sure. Now I've it's tip and pay up. Grab your coat, you're taking me home, 'cause I'm the service man.
So tell us about that song.
Well, my, I think, you know, without making my girlfriend too mad, it's about this girl they used to see out in the bar in Charlotte a lot. And I was just kind of, you kind of watched her, and she had a boyfriend at the time, and just kind of like, you know, it kind of just matches that, but it kind of mimics the things I thought, and it kind of mimics the new feelings I had for somebody else and all that. You know, but it's very true. It's a very true song.
And you know what, Jenny? CR just completely pledged his love to you first thing, so no worries. Here, here. With the Sammies, what's your favorite song that you've played with them?
There's a lot. We always went to the shows and really loved the shows. So just kind of being around it, you know, now it's kind of really grown. But all the new stuff is really nice because it's a bigger part of it, and I've got to sink my teeth into it.
So is there anyone there from the Sammies that you can put on with you? Because I can hear them in the background.
Yeah, well, we jumped in the van because we were taking a little break from after we finished that last song. So we're all in a van going to go get some barbecue, because that's what we do in North Carolina, is get barbecued.
That traditional Southern barbecue.
Yes. Yes. You wanna holler at some people?
So just have everybody say, hey, give us a shout out.
Okay, hang on. Hey, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Hi, guys.
From Pirate Pod, guys. Everyone say hey.
Hey, Anna.
So you guys are going down to get some barbecue. Who do you recommend down there in North Carolina?
Clark's Barbecue.
Where?
We're going to Clark's Barbecue. It's like, we're right by Lexington, so the barbecue up here is very good.
And what do you have with it? What kind of sides?
Hush puppies, coleslaw, you know, the classic baked beans, sweet tea, and some coffee for afterwards.
Some coffee, huh?
And
we like the coffee a lot.
Well, that's good. So, so can you guys introduce yourselves, since we're not familiar with all of you?
Okay, I guess let's go around the van. Donnie Yale, play the drums. It's Bobby Freedom, I play guitar.
I play guitar.
And then we also have Ben Holst, who's been producing and doing some great things. And we also have Morgan, who handles the studio just excellent.
Well, that's awesome, you guys. Where can fans get your music, both CR by, you know, your individual stuff, and then also stuff with the Sammies? How can fans get a hold of that?
All my stuff, I love download.com. Like, I think it's one of the best sites for artists and for people just to go get free music and take out speakers when you couldn't really hear very well. But I think download.com is just a great website.
And also on the Sammy's MySpace, is that right?
The MySpace? MySpace is huge. Download.com, I put some stuff that I didn't want on MySpace, or for whatever reason didn't fit to the songs, you know. But MySpace, of course, and the Sammies, we're all kind of connected together. But I also had a friend that has a record label out in L.A. called Poison Tree, who put a return and alarm on Royal Fuss 1. So that's a compilation you can get off of Poison Tree Records.
So which one is your favorite from the old record with the Sammies? Which one's your favorite?
Yeah. Trainwreck's a great song.
have a couple fan questions. Are you up for it?
Yeah, I'm definitely up for it. I think it's great.
So one fan asks, do you sing in the shower?
I would say two of my favorite things. Singing and being naked is okay with me.
And you already answered the other fan question, which is, when are you going on tour? Which sounds like you're going on tour soon with the Sammies.
Yeah, hopefully. I think May is, you know, we're going to be out South by Southwest and Austin, Texas, hopefully in April. And then, I think it's in April. And then hopefully really hit a big tour in May and just go for it.
Okay.
It's the biggest thing, you know. And I would love, you know, I love playing music, and I was kind of torn because I feel like there's some people, you know, by not playing my solo shows anymore, there's some people that are kind of like, well, you gave up. But at the same time, I think they can really respect the kind of band I'm in now. It's just four people that really give a crap, you know. So I could see in the cards at some point making these guys go and record a record with me, and then doing some short tours possibly in the future.
That's awesome.
It'd be a self-contained traveling tour, you know, if you think about it.
Yes. But, and tour is hard, you know. It's hard to go on tour, and it's hard to make money on tour, but it's fun. That's how you get the word out about your music, too. So
it's really my favorite thing. I swear, hotels and bands, that's just my kind of life. You know, you miss home, but it's also good. You should have picked a different career if you don't like the tour. You know, it's kind of understood that you're not going to make it, you know, be rich by touring, just because there's a lot of expense and whatever, you know, and gas and staying out places. But, you know, that's kind of the downside of that one great thing of touring and doing what you love for people, and people actually supporting what you do. So it's a great thing.
Well, can you put everybody on speaker and give us all a pirate impression? Give us all a shout out to the pirates?
Yeah, well, let me go in well in the line. So let me, this will be fun. I'm going to put you back on, so I'm just going to put it out here. Hang on one second. Hey, we're going to do pirate impressions for Pirate Pod. Okay, on three. Right. Say again.
What's the pirate's favorite fast food restaurant?
What?
Arby's. What's the pirate's favorite vegetable?
What?
Arugula.
Yes. Awesome.
What's the pirate's favorite Lenny Kravitz song? Are you gonna go my way?
Now, we haven't heard that one yet. Give us a big R.
R.
Well, thank you so much, CR, and I hope that you guys go enjoy that barbecue. It makes our mouth water just hearing it.
Hannah, thank you so much. Okay. And everybody, PowerPoint. I really appreciate you calling.
May not seem like anything to me. Drink too much, and maybe you don't love enough, but maybe that's the stuff that we do. But baby, this head-on crash is coming to take both of us soon.